Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got our good buddy Joseph Muse back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Joe is a good friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust, the founder and president of Belmont Partners. His company is in the business of helping companies like yours and mine go to the next level, take the next step above being privately owned, above being closely held, that public option. That other public option, maybe I should say. And he's our good friend, Joe Muse. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's that other public option, right?
Right. Nothing to do with healthcare whatsoever.
No, no. Hey, Joe, I want to get into the reverse mergers and all that in just a little bit. But before we do, as you may know, I just got through doing a little monologue on how to conduct a better meeting and how to get it established on the right foot, conduct it well. And I was talking primarily about doing one with customers as opposed to internally. And I went through about 15 tips on how to do that. But I posed this question, and I want to ask you about this. With all of the communication tools we have today, Joel, you've got people of different generations working for you. You've got 30, 40 folks working for you. Is it possible that we've suffered a loss of skills at conducting meetings? Have older professionals like me gotten rusty as something the younger folks have never mastered? What do you think?
Well, I'll certainly say, I guess two comments. Number one is, absolutely believe that business is personal. You do business with people that you like.
And trust.
And trust. So I'm constantly telling my business development staff, go out, meet people, take them out to dinner, have a meeting. I don't almost care where the meeting is or how it's structured or set. What I care about is the fact that they went and they met with that person and they started to develop a personal relationship with that person.
Right.
I'm actually at the airport now. They're ready to fly to New York and have a couple of meetings, which I do. I'm traveling almost every day doing exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the other comment is we're spread across four offices, 30-some-odd people, but even in the same office, I get people who IM each other and
right.
email each other. And there's miscommunication where if they just got up from their desk and walked 20 feet down the hall
right.
and had a face-to-face with the person, then everything would be clear. And so many issues come up in communication.
Right.
That is, in this day and age with, again, the IM and all the other communication
right.
tools out there.
Well,
it's
that's
a problem.
That's the concern that I have is that the younger generations, as effective as they are with technology, and boy howdy, are they effective. I mean, they can manipulate the technology and make it hum for them a lot better than I can. But you know, you wonder about the way about the overall quality of the relationship, especially with customers. Now, so are you having any kind of problems? Are you getting any kind of reluctance by your folks to do this, to go out and have those meetings? Do they seem to,
you know
when a first baseman doesn't want to leave first base to go get a ball that's thrown wild, they call that nesting. Are your people nesting?
Yeah, you know, I think a little bit. I'm 39 and I'm one of the oldest in the office, and I constantly tell business development how you grow the business is by meeting people, and most of them I find I have to repeat myself again and again
mm-hmm.
about doing that. So I guess the answer to that is yes, they do have a difficult time. And listen, I think people in general, especially in America, not to go off on a tangent a little bit, but I think it's, people in general like to stick with whatever they're comfortable with.
Right.
If they're comfortable behind a desk or using the phone or using the email, then that's what they're going to continue to do. I've always felt and preach that the only way we progress is by getting out of our comfort zone. And part of that is getting up,
right.
catching a flight. Like I did this morning, I got
mm-hmm.
up at 5 a.m. to go catch a flight to New York and meet people, to be uncomfortable about it.
Well, exactly. And get outside of your four walls.
That's
go,
right.
Go outside. And But the thing is I wonder, Joe, if part of it is not just that they aren't used to doing it, but they don't have the skills to do it. Do people like you and me need to take a few moments to teach them how to do this?
To ask for a
meeting and then conduct one. If they're uncomfortable with that, they're not going to do it.
Right. That could easily be the case. What I do and what I'm doing today, I'm actually traveling with one of my business development members to a few meetings so that he feels he has my support, so that he sees how I do it, and that he can do it himself. So
that's a good example of how to do it, ladies and gentlemen. So focus on that a little bit and think about these things. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to ask Joe about how things are going out there in the capital side of the marketplace where businesses are going from private to public by reverse mergers. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.